to love it yet, but it becomes a friend.
It does. It's here for the long run.
Yeah, consider your body your buddy and who you work together to fulfill your dreams.
I love that last part. Consider your body your buddy. Buddy.
I know, that's cute. That should be our slogan or something.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
I feel like it's been so long since we've done this.
I know. It's actually so weird, like sitting down and recording a podcast. It's been a while. Even though it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Even though we only have missed a week, but it's just like all the pre-records kind of, we use them.
Yeah, we use them. And I have been busier than anything in the whole world, doing exams to doing final projects and now being in my practicum. Like, I've just been so busy. But it's nice to actually finally have a second to sit down and film and record a podcast. It's awesome. It's exciting. I'm super pumped. I just love the recording podcasts, because even though it's like effort to do it, as soon as I get into it, I'm like, oh, I can keep going forever.
Oh, it's so great.
You know, you just get so into it and so passionate, and that's why we're here. And
it's addicting.
It is. It truly is. And that's why I am excited for us to make it our future jobs. Everyone knows that it's getting hot outside. If you are from Canada or British Columbia, it's getting hot. It was 31 today, and man, I was sweating.
We're hotter than California right now.
Are we really?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Holy. Yeah, that's crazy. So one thing that's super big for us, and we thought we'd do this podcast on today, is body positivity and embracing your body. It's not so much just, I don't know, like body confidence and stuff like that. Like, that's great and everything, but it's a lot easier said than done. And I find that there's littler steps that you can take, especially for people that have no confidence in their body or just in themselves in general, because summertime's like a really hard time for people who are usually like, you know, feeling self-conscious about their body, no matter what size they are. So we thought we'd make a little podcast about it because it's something that we're really passionate about. And we're working on it actively as well. Like, I am trying so hard to like myself, like, especially this year, like my body and stuff. It's always been a freaking challenge for me. Like, I've been basically the same size since I was like, oh man, like 10 years old. And for some reason, I just can't lose my stomach weight. And this past year, I've realized, like, no matter how much I like either not eat enough, or I eat too much because I didn't eat enough, or I work out a lot, like, either way, I'm still going to be the exact same person. And most of the time, if you still stay the same size and the same weight for a long period of time, sometimes it's just what your body is chosen to be. And you just have to accept
it. Yeah, you're at that natural plateau weight there.
Yeah. And if you're like full of nutrients and you're taking care of yourself and you're eating good foods and, you know, just practicing self-care on yourself, like, why does it matter what you look like? And, you know, lots of people think the perfect way to be healthy is like extremely skinny, and that's not the truth. You know, like, when you're super skinny, most of the time, like we talked about in a couple other podcasts, like, you see all these supermodels and people on Instagram and influencers, they're all like super skinny, but in reality, a lot of people don't know that they don't eat. And I ain't about that life. I love food way too much, and I don't ever like restrict myself from food. There's been times where I have, but that's just like a moment where I have to be like, okay, I need food to live and to work and to sleep. You know, you need food because it's fuel for you, and you can't mess around with that kind of stuff, you know? So it's something that we're really passionate about, and I'm actually really excited to talk about this because I was at the beach for the first time in a whole year today. And I usually am just thinking the whole entire time, like, oh my goodness, I have to sit up straight, I have to suck in my tummy, because I wear like a little tankini that covers my stomach. And I've always just been like, ew, my like hip dips and, you know, the cellulite around my legs and all this kind of stuff. And I always used to just overanalyze it. And it was just ruined my whole time at the beach, because that's what I was thinking about the whole entire time. And today I'm just like dancing, like I don't care, because the more I was actually not thinking about my body, the more fun I had, because I wasn't thinking about how I could just be different and not be myself. And it's like, what? Like, why?
It's true. I mean, that's the thing, when it boils down to it, it's figuring out what ultimately is going to work best for you. And it's finding a solution to those things that maybe are insecurities or something that is like, okay, it's going to cause me stress. I'm going to be worried about it all day. We're at the beach, we're on a boat, we're doing this and that. And you're like, okay, well, what can I do to put myself in a more comfortable position so I can not hold back on things? You don't want to be like, oh, sorry, I can't go to the beach. You don't want to miss out on those lake days and going for a walk with your friends or going to the fair or doing whatever you're doing because of things that can be fixed. And I mean fixed by not by dropping 30 pounds. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, okay, well, what can make me feel better? For my
what are your mindset too, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. It is a mindset. And I think that it's kind of like you can almost do it in a way like it in any order. It's either like, yeah, you can get into that mindset and be like, hey, like I'm going to work on these things to like not care so much, to not like worry about what others think. And then, but then there's also like the things like personally for myself, it's like, I can't wear shorts. That's one of those things I've never been able to in a way of like my own, like I'm not confident in them. I don't like them. They're uncomfortable to me because I feel so uncomfortable in them. And I've tried every kind, and it's just not my thing. So for me, I resort to dresses. That's my solution. I find the dresses that I know are flattering and I feel comfortable. I feel confident. I feel good in, as well as for like swimwear. That's what I've chosen. It's like you chose the tankini and you feel good and you're comfortable in that. And for me, I chose like the swim dress style. So they're just a little bit longer. They cover like a bum and they cover a little bit of my legs and I feel happy in them and I'm able to enjoy those things that if we didn't have those little measures in place, then we wouldn't be able to, because we would be so consumed in, okay, well, I can't go to the beach because I feel a certain way.
It's all what you feel comfortable in, like when you get down to it, you know what I mean? Like the solution isn't just to lose a bunch of weight, because we are fine the way we are. As long as you're comfortable and you find, like you said, the ways that make you feel comfortable, that's literally all that matters. It doesn't matter if you feel like, oh, like I'm gonna get looked at because I'm wearing like a dress, because a lot of people don't wear dresses, or a lot of girls I find don't wear dresses. And I'm like, girl, if you're comfortable, fly at her. Like, why does it matter? Like, it's as long as you feel good. I was thinking about it when you're talking about the dress thing, is what I've learned in the last like not even year, is I have a lot of like tighter jeans, and I found that they're always so tight on me, and I'm like, oh, like I gotta just squeeze into them, and then I find that my like little hip flabbers are coming out and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, maybe if I got jeans that actually fit me and I wasn't so convinced that one day I'd be like, I can fit in these one day, like, well, how about I get clothes that fit me? Like, you're not supposed to fit into clothes are supposed to fit you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I think it's super important. And I've been on the hunt for like the perfect jeans, but like, I'm so impatient when it comes to shopping. But it's true. Like, I never wore like joggers and stuff. And now that I'm in my practicum, I'm wearing joggers with like a cute little tee tucked in. And it's like not something that I would usually wear, but it's comfortable and I end up liking it.
Yeah. Because I'm comfortable. When you came to my house, you're super cute. You're like, you know, you're ready. You're like doing your thing. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Walk, got my joggers, my tucked in shirt, my runners. It was cute.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a thing. Because I probably would have was thinking like, oh, like I'm wearing joggers. Like everyone's probably going to think I look weird. But in reality, it's literally, I'm the only person that thinks that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's so silly.
And we look at styles too nowadays, right? And this kind of goes back to when we were talking to Emily about anxiety, and she was like, you know what? I was never able to fit into the crop tops, I was never able to be comfortable, and now they're like something I just adore and I love. And it's like, styles are gonna be styles. They come and go, right? Like now apparently we're getting back into like what our moms would wear. So like, style is changing. And sometimes you don't have to go with it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you feel comfortable in a certain, like, I've had the same shirts for years and everybody knows me from for them because they are just yeah. what I feel comfortable in. I have my leggings, I have those. That's just me. That's, I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna transform with the styles just to please somebody else, because I ultimately want to just please myself.
Like, yeah, I want to exactly.
feel good in what I feel good in. And if it is the new styles, great. There's some people that can change their wardrobes like the freaking weather. Like,
yeah,
fly at her. Fly at her. But
low-rise jeans are never going to be a thing.
Yeah, my mom would totally argue that. She'd be like, no, they're the best in the world. But yeah.
I could never. Yeah. I have way too many things to hide. You know? Clothes are so big with everyone, I find. And it completely transformed how I thought about clothes too. Like, when you think about how they should fit you and you shouldn't fit them. Because this whole entire time since I was a kid, I'm like, I'm gonna keep these clothes because I know one day they're gonna fit me. It's like, just throw them out. Just give them to charity or donate them or whatever. You're not gonna fit into them. It's a shame you spent the money on them. But maybe, I don't know, like, our bodies fluctuate and that's okay. And sometimes, you know, as we're getting older, especially, our bodies fluctuate. And so what if we gain more weight in the wintertime and then lose it in the summer? Like, it's going to happen. We're getting older. And even if you are younger listening to this, and even if you're older listening to this, we all know that we're not going to be the same size as we were in high school. Like, it's just not a thing, because in high school, quite frankly, we were not healthy. We literally barely ate anything and we walked everywhere. Like, girl, come on.
I know.
We are nourished.
It was such an impractical way of living the way we did. It was like I would live off Clif Bars, and like you would get like the sushi from the store, and like, I mean, sushi's actually pretty decent for you, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
and like that's what we ate the whole day.
And we would walk everywhere, and then we look back and we're like, why don't we look like that anymore? And it's like, times change, things change.
I don't remember kind of what it was based off of, but like, when you're going on a date with someone, or if you've been dating someone for a really long period of time, like, and you get like anxious about like changing in front of them or having like showers with them or like going swimming and blah, 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 blah. Like, I had to think about this too, because I literally, TMI, everyone, I never let anyone see me undress, like, ever. Cause I was like, I can't. It was like not something I liked. And then, like, when you meet someone who is the best, also happy birthday, Austin, love you to the moon and back. And you meet someone who you're comfortable with, as well as being in your self-love journey. Like, it's a double whammy. But I saw this, someone saying something, and it's just like, they know what you look like.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all she said. She's like, if you're fully clothed, they know what you look like. So when you take off your clothes, it's not a surprise. Like, these people know what you look like. Especially if you're like dressed in a dress or wearing a shirt and jeans or something like that. They know what you look like. So, like, you're not hiding anything. So it's like, it made me have like a weight off my shoulders, because it's like, yeah, you know what? They do know what I look like, and there's nothing I can do about it. And they clearly still absolutely love me and would do anything for me, AKA Austin. And it's like, you know, you just gotta embrace it. Like, you know, it's hard. It's hard though, man. I think that I'll never be at that exact point of where I'm like, oh, I love my body, blah, 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 because it's been a constant battle for me ever since I can remember. I have had the same stomach weight since I was literally a child, and it has not gone anywhere, and it's not going anywhere as far as I know, because I do not like to restrict myself from food. I do not like to like starve myself or like, and I love food. So it's like, it's not going anywhere. And so does my boyfriend. Like, he loves food. We love food together. And I work out often, and I go for walks, and I'm very active, but it's just the body that's given to me.
Yeah.
And just like, I don't even know what it is, but yeah, like, I could work out 5 days a week.
Genetics play a role in things too.
Oh,
we
exactly.
all have different ancestors and different like places that we've come from. So it's not like, it's just like, that's why, like, it's so hard to hear people be like, well, I want to look like them. And it's like, I'm sorry, but that sometimes is literally impossible, because guess what? You don't come from, I don't know, like, what would that body kind of type be from? Like an hourglass figure? I don't know, Egypt or something. Like that,
yeah.
Your ancestors aren't them. So I'm sorry, but sometimes that can't be. Or if you're super, super, like, thin, and it's like, okay, well, you want to be like that. and not have any curves. It's like, well, sometimes it's you can't get to that, or vice versa. Or say you're super thin and you want curves. It's like, you got, well, that I guess would mean more you have to build muscle for it. Some people have that body definitely where you can really work for it if you want. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, a lot of the times genetics play a big role, and we can't beat ourselves up about that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think basically what I would, like, define my body as is, like, quote unquote, the, like, indigenous woman body, because I have a Bannock bum. and for if anyone is indigenous and is listening to this, if you know, you know, because man, is it ever a thing. But yeah, it definitely plays a role in genetics and stuff like that. But I've gotten to the point where I'm like, man, I have done everything I can, like working out 5 days a week, eating smoothies, eating protein, like eating healthy, and it's still there. And yeah, sometimes my weight will fluctuate and, like, the weight in my face will go away or my stomach will feel thinner. But then, like, not even 2 days later, I look at, like, a pizza and I have gained it all back. And that's okay. And I feel like this is a huge thing, but you just got to accept the body you were given.
100%. And you have to remember, this was also in my notes, you have to remember, guess what? At the end of the day, we are freaking humans. Guess what? Especially as women, our hormones play such a big role. I cannot stress that enough every single episode. I will always say that. Like, there's a reason for every single feeling you feel, and there's a reason for every single emotion and bloatedness and acne and everything. All comes from hormones. And you know, like, you could be feeling like you're saying, like, you could be like, one day I was like, just like, I couldn't believe it. I just felt terrible. My stomach was 10 times more bloated and blah, 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 blah. That's just the way it goes sometimes. That's how you're feeling. That's just the way your cycle is. And that's life.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, not only like hormones, it's also your cycle, which I guess is kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was in high school and I had no idea what, like, the whole cycle thing was. So every single time I'm about to get my period, I'm like, oh, I feel like, I feel kind of sick, like, whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, Sarah told me, like, before you get your period, you most likely feel like you're getting kind of sick because your body's going through, like, that weird cycle. And then the day I get my period, I'm like, I'm not even going to bother trying on with my makeup, because Sarah always said the first day of your period, makeup never goes right.
Yes.
Well, it could even go right, but then your body's just like, wah! Like, just like losing it, right? Yeah. So it's like, why? I don't know. Just don't be so hard on yourself, because, oh my goodness, either way, when you're on your, like, first or third day of your period, you're gonna look at yourself, you're gonna be like, I look like an ogre. And
yeah, just, exactly,
that's just how it works.
Yeah, exactly. And like Monica said in our episode a couple episodes ago, it's like, you're allowed to feel that way and want to eat more and want to kind of be lazier and feel those things. Like, if you're not about to go, like, deep clean your entire house and run a marathon, well, there's a reason. there's a reason.
Exactly.
So listen to your body.
This past weekend, literally all I did was sleep and want to eat all the stuff. And I remember texting my friend, I was just like, man, I just want to eat everything. And then I'm like, oh yeah, and that's okay. You know, like, it's fine if you want to eat often. There's nothing wrong with feeling hungry. Because you should nourish your body and eat when you feel hungry.
Yes.
You know, and I, again, am constantly battling myself with that, because I have and had a mild eating disorder. I want to see what you had with your notes, because I have a couple things I want to kind of go over about kind of like embracing and loving your body a little bit. But if you want to read some of your notes, that'd be awesome.
Sure. Yeah, I'll read a couple things. So I have... like 7 points that I'll quickly go over. It's just kind of like things to be mindful of and like just little tips. Like, I'm not saying I do them all, because I don't, but it's a great reminder. So yeah. So step one is stop comparing yourself to others, please. Like, we already talked about that. Step two is to cut out negative self-talk, because that will never do you any good. Step three is to tell yourself positive affirmations in the mirror, which is one we've talked about quite a few times, which is a great one. Step four is to move your body in whatever way makes you feel good every single day. So whatever form that is, do it.
I was just gonna say, like, people think when you say moving your body, it means like going for a run or going to the gym. Go for a walk. Walk your dog. Go for a swim in the lake. Literally just like walk in the mall if you want to do that. Go for a little shopperino. I don't know. Like, it's moving your body,
stretch,
right?
Like your body. Literally, yeah, sit there, stretch, and do some yoga. Yeah. There's yeah. so many things. Dance in your kitchen. Move your yeah. body. Get those ligaments.
And I'd be doing
moving.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's important. Yeah. So step five is the top five things you like about yourself, because that one's a hard one. And it's another thing to like be telling yourself what you love about yourself, because that will bring, you know, that will ultimately, like, I always talk about this, holy crap, but it's always about the like telling yourself you love yourself, because it will make a difference.
Well, I'm gonna stop you there.
Uh-huh.
What are five things that you love about yourself?
Thank you. thank you for stopping me.
You're welcome.
So, I love my teeth, like my smile.
Me too. I love your teeth.
Thank you. I love my eye color. I'm really happy with that.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like my toes.
Too. I love Sarah's toe. Sarah's toes could make any days better. Any what?
Sarah's toes make every day better.
Yeah, literally, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah. if I was having
we'll
the
put that
worst
on a
day. Yeah, yeah. We'll just put a picture of your toes on a shirt and sell it.
Okay, let's do it. If you want this, let us know in the comments below.
Like, literally, I could be having the worst day ever. Like, my house could burn down and I could look at Sarah's feet and laugh. I just love them. They're so freaking cute. Anyways, enough about your feet. Jeez.
I know. What else do I like? Okay, that was, how many things was that?
That's
my
three,
eyes, my smile, my toes. One thing that I am learning to love and I'm super proud of, and it's been like the biggest hurdle of my life, but I'm like so proud of how far I've come, is my hair. I'm yeah. getting there and I'm so proud of it. And I'm going to have a little segue here, because this kind of ties in perfectly with what I was just talking to my friend about. And it's to do with like my hair extensions, and it's with the quote, their opinions aren't your problem. Mm-hmm. And it's having that pressure of like going out and being like, oh my gosh, are they gonna think something? Are they gonna say something? And, you know, is this gonna affect my day? Like, how is this gonna affect my day? And then you get so worried and caught up in caring what they think. And it's kind of like, well, why does it matter what they, even if they did say, oh wow, that's weird, why is your hair like that? Why is her little, like, her short hair flicking out of her, like, extensions? It's, like, really, like, at the end of the day, like, why does that matter? Why does it matter that they think that? Because, yeah. Cool, that's great. Have you gone through hair loss? Have you gone through this journey? No, you haven't. Okay, so let me deal with that. This is mine.
Yeah.
Let me do it. Give yourself grace every day. Every day. My hair doesn't turn out perfect every day. I have to go through the ups and downs. I have to go through the styling of it and figuring it out and making sure that I feel okay in it. But it's not wrong to use it as it is my little security blanket. It is, but it's something that I'm so proud of. And anyways, I just wanted to kind of say that, but it's true. It's like, their opinions aren't your problem. So
no, not at all.
So let the haters hate.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, so that was my fourth thing that I'm, and then I would say, my boobs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, my hands are just like, I struggle with eczema a lot. So that's kind of like one of those things. I don't know, man. That's the fifth one.
It's tough.
One.
It's tough.
That's,
it's
hard.
Tough. I know, because we're talking just physical, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking internal.
No,
which is like,
just like appearance wise.
I know, that's tough, eh?
The fifth one.
Your bum.
My bum?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got a good bum.
I got a good bum. Yeah. I like it.
Well, that's an appearance thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with liking your bum.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's hard, eh?
It is. The fifth one's like a doozy. It's a tough one.
You're like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
What about your ears?
Well, I have the little gimpy one, but yeah, it's cute.
You don't have gimpy ears?
Yeah, I do. Do you see? It's like
folded a little bit?
Yeah, and then this one's normal. My mom always thought I would get made fun of. She was Debbie. Like, I was always so scared that you would not like your ear. And I was like, I actually don't mind my ears. Like, I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
But I did always want to get my leg helix pierced, but it rejected twice. So I'm taking that as a nope, you just have to deal with your folded ear. And I only want it on the side with the little folded ear, you know? So
yeah.
So, I got cute loves, though.
Sad. I mean, maybe I did, but I never noticed it. That stuff doesn't appear to me or whatever.
I like my nose ring. I'm really happy with my nose ring. That is one thing I'm extremely proud. Like, I'm like, I love that I have it.
You mean your nose piercing?
Yeah, my piercing. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, what did you put a ring in? Yeah.
A hoop. What are five things that you like about yourself?
I like my hair sometimes, even though like I never style it. I just like how long it is because it's taken me a long time to get here, and I like the color and it's pretty healthy. I like my legs. I love my tattoos, but I don't know if that's really me because I didn't do them. It's just like whatever, but that's it is appearance. Like, I love my tattoos.
Yeah, that's different than saying a piercing.
Yeah. So I got my hair, my legs, my tattoos. I like my hands because I have little dainty little fingers. My feet are actually not bad. Like, when I have a good pedicure, I'm like, damn, I'm gonna sell some pictures. What else is that? That's the fourth one. So the fifth is a doozy.
The fifth is
okay. Well, I'll do my smile too.
Yeah, you have a nice smile and your eyebrows. Yeah. I was gonna say your eyebrows too.
Wow,
you got brows.
I got brows for days. Frick, yeah. Man, thanks. I've been it's come a long way from thin 2000s brows. It's Dude, remember when you and I were like, look at her eyebrows, like. They don't have nice eyebrows like us, and we literally had semicolon eyebrows.
We had semicolon eyebrows.
Like, our eyebrows were no tragic. Joke.
No fucking joke.
Like, we're dude, stupid. We need to
share. We need to share a photo. Like, our listeners need to hear. They need like to hear. Eyebrows, they need to see.
I'm like, the end of my eyebrow probably went to like
one
the
hair.
Inside of my eye. No, like, I literally was like halfway in my eyebrow. Like, they were the ugliest thing ever. And then I found out what Anastasia Beverly Hills dip brow was, and that's when my Sharpie brows came into play. And here I am.
Yeah, years later, the transformation of brows.
Oh my gosh! If you guys want to see that, I'll post it. But like, 100%. I'm taking it down.
Yeah, we'll do like a story or something.
Yeah, totally. No,
like when we did mine too, it was like the ending, the ends of the brows would just literally be like one hair.
Like,
create the length still, like, of the arch, but like of the semicolon.
Yeah, semicolon. Oh, that my was what goodness, it
was. That was crazy.
They were so bad. And you and I had the same shape, like, just like the big in the front and then the small little tail. Like, oh my goodness. My coworker Katie, she used to wax them all the time. She's like, I would always ask you, and you said that's what you wanted, and I did. I wasn't like professionally allowed to ask if I could fix them. She's like, because the client's always right, and I was like, you should have just not listened to me.
Number six is, I feel like I cut off that conversation really fast. I didn't mean
to. No, it's okay.
I just got hyper focused on the number six. So it says, nourish yourself with foods that make you feel good. I think that's important too, because it's not saying like, go on a diet and feel shitty the whole time. That's the problem. Finding foods that, like, when you eat it and you're like, I'm not saying like eat a bowl of ice cream every day and be like, yeah, this is so yum. Like, okay, that's like a kid thinking food is good. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm talking about like when you actually, like, you know that feeling when you've had like a really good nutritious meal and you're like, oh, that is the feeling.
Yeah.
Where your stomach is like properly digesting and working and you're like, that's the feeling I want.
I was just gonna say, you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna have an easy poop after this. Cause when you're backed up and you're having troubles pooping, that's because you're not eating nourishing foods. Just so you know. Like, I have never
fibers.
Actually, geez, I would never say never, but like, man, shit is easy, quite literally, for me. Cause like I eat a lot and a lot of fruit. I eat tons, like, fruit is my favorite thing ever. I eat fruit day in and day out. Like, I eat toast with an egg and strawberries and an apple with peanut butter, like, almost every single day. And it's my favorite thing ever to start the day. And it's so fueling and it makes me feel good about myself. And yes, and then and that's the noise I make when I'm, you know,
Insert poop like no emoji effort here.
yeah literally, because that's important. When you eat nourishing foods, your body thanks you by not getting hemorrhoids. Even though I have had them, but that's okay. TMI.
It's okay. I think we're all at this point in our relationship. We're in episode 14.
Anyways, you just have six or how many? Oh, you have seven, right?
Well, I do have seven. So my last one was one we already brought up. So it was to be mindful of your hormones. So, but yeah, we already talked about that bad boy. So
I like those.
And then,
those are good. Hormones are a whole other story for me. Like, I don't know a lot about hormones, but it's great that we're friends because I can just ask you.
Yeah, I learned a lot with her, with Monica. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah. I learned a lot with her too. I have actually a couple things, like kind of some steps to embracing and loving your body. I thought it was really cool because we have to accept the body that we have, you know, unless you're like severely overweight, unhealthy, like you're on the point of like not being healthy.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's a kind of a different story. And we would hope that you would seek help to get healthy and, you know, live your fullest life. But yeah,
100%.
This is kind of like, yeah, there's a difference between body positivity and like
body harmfulness.
Like promoting like unhealthy choices.
100%.
You know, there's totally a difference, because like you can't just be body positive when you're not making healthy choices, right? Like you can't. I don't know, it's a whole weird road to take.
Yeah, like we're not here to like tell you what you should and shouldn't do. In a way, we're like, we're here to be your friends. We're talking with you, right? And I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, like, you need to do what's best for you. And we just hope that you choose a healthy life, right? At the end of the day, whatever that entails. So no hate, no shame, no nothing from us.
Yeah, we just want you to be healthy and happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, like, I just thought I'd put that in there.
That's a great thing. I was going to add to that, actually, like, about, like, the being unhealthy thing. Like, I know someone who dated someone, and I was like looking through their profile and stuff, and I'm like, wow, they're so beautiful, they're so skinny. And then that person who dated them perked up and was like, you know what though, like, they're the most unhealthy person I've ever met in my life. They're like, yes, they look skinny, they look, you know, all healthy and happy, all this stuff, but in reality, like, they don't eat healthy foods, they don't take care of themselves, they're like just absolute, like, not what you think. And it's so sad, because like I said before, it's so misleading when we see stuff on the internet, all these skinny people, or like, what, however you want to look. Like me, for instance, I always wanted to be like, oh, like, I want to be skinny like these girls, whatever, but a lot of the time they're realistically very unhealthy.
Yeah
because exactly. we have those what's the word I'm looking for, like, we just end up being that way from like trauma, or from like our parents, or from, you know, social media, or, you know, diet culture and stuff like that, that people just get way too carried away. And they're like, well, I just can't eat, like, I can only eat one meal a day because I want to stay the way that I look. It's like, that's not healthy though. Like, you need to be healthy.
You're right.
If you want to live a full and good life, you have to eat food, and you have to drink water. Drinking water is huge, man. I drink so much water, and so do you, which is so good. But anyway, so for the embracing and loving yourself, the first one is forgiving your body. When you spend years of your life trying to change your body's appearance, like I was saying, criticizing the way it looks, you probably didn't treat it very kindly. Like, yeah. So like I said, with my eating disorder and stuff like that, like, I would be like, I'm not going to eat. Oh, well, and then I just binge eat, which is a terrible cycle. The perfect body doesn't exist. Unrealistic standards created by social media and society aren't representing any kind of beauty.
No.
They're designed to sell.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah, like, when you feel bad about yourself, you're more likely to buy their products, like, on social media and on internet and commercials. And if you want to love your body, you should start by forgiving it for not being perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's so
that's so
awesome.
Powerful.
Yeah, right? The second one is focusing on amazing functions of your body. That's a really cool one to kind of just sit with yourself and be like, I sidetracked. I was I think meditating before I went to bed the other night. And I'm like, dang, like my heart is beating in here. And I was like thinking about how my lungs probably look when I was breathing in and out. And I'm like, I can't feel any of this. And when you don't feel it, you're not aware of it. But when you really get down with it, get down to the funky sound, like your heart is beating and your lungs are working and your brain is going and all this blood is going through your veins and you don't even think about it. But it's crazy to be like, this is me being a human. Like, how about instead of focusing on the extra 2 pounds that I have on my hips or something like that, how would I focus on the fact that I am a living, breathing person and I am like healthy and I'm living and I get the opportunity to wake up every day and go outside or have my career or have friends and family. Anyways,
totally.
It's crazy to like actually sit with yourself.
And to thank your body for doing that. Be like, wow, thank you, heart, for beating without me even needing to tell you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, lungs, for letting me breathe every day without me having to tell you. Like, that's just so powerful. That's so crazy.
I know.
Our bodies are amazing. Anyways, keep going.
Like, despite everything your body has gone through, it functions. Yeah. You know, like anything you've gone through in your life, it's still functioning. It's still crazy. Here. Inside, there are millions of microscopic systems working without you even noticing. Your body is unique and an incredible creation. I thought that's cute.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, and then it also says, instead of obsessing over your looks, you can focus on the benefits your body's giving you. Right? Like giving you easy poops.
Exactly. Like,
Yeah.
Or like it's so true because you, like, it's almost like a speech, like you can't say anything else after that, like it says it all.
Read
that one more time.
The last little thing instead of obsessing over how your body looks, you can focus on the benefits it gives you,
right? Like, I see
fucking
mic drop. That's what I mean. Like, we're done. Okay, bye, guys. No,
okay, bye. Peace, love, gloss. And the third one is become friends with your body. So this is a good one to kind of like forgiving it. Put every negative feeling aside and write down every positive aspect of your body, like you and I did, naming the 5 things. It's so much harder than we thought, but it's good to like actually familiarize yourself. I really thought I was gonna get that. I was like, familiarize, like that's a big word for me. Become aware of things that you do love about yourself, because it's really important. Like, if you would have asked me what I liked about myself visually like 3 years ago, and I've been like, I don't know, nothing. But now I'm like, well, you know. And it's because you work on it too, right? Like, you work to make yourself the best possible version of yourself. So as you grow and you focus on your self-love, you begin to appreciate the things that you did before.
Exactly.
And once you become friends with your body, you'll realize your body isn't so bad to hang out with.
Love that.
You don't need to love it yet, but it becomes a friend.
It does. It's here for the long run.
Yeah, consider your body your buddy and who you work together to fulfill your dreams.
I love that last part. Consider your body your buddy.
Buddy.
I know, that's cute. That should be a slogan or something. Like, man, we're gonna be
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Consider your body your buddy. So for the fourth one, it's accepting your body. And I think we already talked about this. You know, you are your worst inner critic. Mm-hmm. And everyone's opinions is their own, and it has nothing to do with you. Their opinions have absolutely nothing, like, it could be about you, but it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about them. Like, we've talked about this so many times. Like,
when it's an ish you, not an ish me, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie and Austin.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones that are like appreciating your body, develop positive self-talk, develop a body love practice, like Carrie had talked about, like standing in the mirror. So I thought all those were really good, but those are all kind of like the same things that we were just talking about. And I saw this cute little quote that I wanted to read out to you.
Yeah.
Pause for effect. Okay. So I saw this quote and it says, if we make self-love or body acceptance conditional, the truth is we will never be happy with ourselves. The reality that is, our bodies are constantly changing and they will never remain exactly the same. if we base our self-worth on something as ever-changing as our bodies, we will forever be on the emotional roller coaster of our body obsession and shame.
Ooh,
yeah. Because we're changing all the time. Always all the time. Changing. Not only is our mind changing, our body's changing, our life, our environment.
This also ties in with what we were just talking about, for sure. And it's crazy how much our notes aligned when we do separate research, and then we like kind of, yeah. It's like full circle. So this quote says, speak to your body in a loving way. It's the only one you got, and it deserves your respect.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, yeah, that kind of goes off of what we were talking about, right? Like being like mindful, and you're just laying there and you're like, wow, my heart's beating, my lungs are breathing, my, you know, my blood is pumping. Yeah. And it's just like, wow, that's the only one I got.
Yeah. And it's so crazy that us as humans, and especially as women, that we think 90% of the time, well, from experience, me, I think about my weight 24/7. But it's like, man, we are like humans, like that can do and think so many things. Like I am not only like almost graduating college, I'm in my practicum, I'm doing a podcast, like I'm doing so many things. And then 90% of the time, I'm just thinking about like, how I can lose weight. It's like, man,
yeah. Oh, if I can look better, if I could do this and do that. And it's like, oh,
yeah. Like I'm a full on human. Like what, why does it matter? Like I'm existing and there's so many other people. Like there's probably thousands and thousands of people who literally look the exact same as me, and they've just accepted their body and they're like, okay, well, as long as I'm healthy and I'm treating it the way it should be treated, I'm going to live my life and not stress so much about what other people think.
Yeah. But step number one is being conscious of it. And you are. Yeah. And I am. And a lot of people are. And it's not in this, I'm not saying in the conscious way of being constantly thinking about it in a bad way. I'm saying conscious of being like, okay, you're right. A lot of people probably don't think, they don't worry. They don't have that going through their head constantly 24/7. How can I get to that point? How can I overcome these things? How can I be able to be like, wow, you know what? I thought I didn't even think about it once today. Those are the things that it's like, oh, sweet, I did it. I like that.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's
I can confidently say that I've never gone a whole day without thinking about my weight.
Yeah. I agree. I can too.
Yeah. I've never, ever done that, because it's like what we've been taught. You know, it's crazy how much since we were kids and our parents were kids and parents' parents were kids. And it was all about, you know, well, when our, let's say, great grandparents or our grandparents were like our age, like it was all about like finding a husband and being owned by a husband and being attractive to the male gaze. And it's, and then that trauma and toxic mindset goes on to their kids and then their kids and their kids. And it's just like, man, this isn't the life we should all be living. Like this, if in a perfect world, no one should worry about what they look like as long as they're healthy and they're doing what they love.
And also in a perfect world, people shouldn't tell. They should ask if they do want to have a conversation with you. They shouldn't be like, oh, by the way, I feel like this is you and you're going through this and you should lose weight or you should do this and that. That to me is extremely, extremely terrible. Because you don't know what that person's thinking. You don't know that that's all that goes through their head in a day. You don't know that. And for that other person to have the audacity to be like, without asking permission to say, hey, I do have I have something on my mind. Do you mind if I share it? It's about this. That's like a kind of respectful way.
I don't think anyone has the right.
No.
Personally, I don't think anyone has the right to comment on your body. It's not theirs, it's yours.
And that's that also boils down to their opinions aren't your problems, because you already have shit you're dealing with.
Yeah, like I get it if you're like extremely unhealthy and you're drinking a lot or you're eating or you're overeating or you're not taking care of yourself. I totally get that. And like encouraging someone to live a healthier lifestyle for sure, but never, ever does it have to involve having the conversation about their weight.
Yeah.
That has nothing to, like that has, no one has a right to have that come out of their mouth about someone else.
No.
Definitely about being like, hey, I think we should like maybe start eating healthier. Like it has nothing to do with you. Like I just like, I want to be healthy. And I want to live a good life. Like that's totally like that. I get that. Especially with like relationships and stuff. Like you want to better yourselves together. Right?
Yeah, together for sure.
But never should your weight come out of someone else's mouth. I would be flabbergasted.
like no to say the least. No matter who it is, it doesn't matter what type of relationship you have with that person. It is in your life, that should be, especially like if you see that that person too is already like there's already a lot on their plate, they're already going through things, they're like, I'm sure it's crossed their fucking mind, like that's I can say, I'm sure. And the fact that like if you have the audacity to bring that up, it's like, cool, you don't think that you don't think that those thoughts don't go through my mind?
No, that is extremely unacceptable in my opinion. I would never tolerate that. And that the fucking audacity, man, for someone to even have the fucking thought. Sorry, I'm swearing so much, but this is, makes me so heated because obviously this might be coming from a personal place from you because of why you brought it up. And I am so fucking mad thinking about someone having the audacity to say that they can actually have an opinion on your weight is just nuts to me. And obviously, like, I've been there too, because, you know, like, I've had, for instance, like, my Nana, she was, like, an ambassador or something like that for Weight Watchers.
Right.
You don't think that's going to cause some issues with your mental health? Uh-huh. Like, her whole job was, like, trying to get people who are even the most, like, overweight for their size to be a thin human being. Like, that's just toxic and not good for your mental health. So, like... Yeah. That was their mindset. That's all that went through their heads. And we've been taught for many, many generations that, like, the women have to be skinny.
Yeah.
Because that's just what men like.
Yeah.
So I will say this. I don't give a fuck what men think at all. There's not one bit of me that cares about anything a man says. Just so you guys know. Like, I don't care. I couldn't, unless it's maybe Pedro Pascal, but he would never say anything mean or rude to me.
I just love him
so much. And Austin also knows, I'll say this because people are like, what about your boyfriend? Austin doesn't have the fucking audacity to think that he can say anything disrespectful to anyone or to me, because, you know, he'd get his ass beat. I don't beat my boyfriend. I do not, but he knows better. It's not even because of me, though. Like, I won't even take full credit for that. Like, Austin is just genuinely a really good guy, and like, I didn't completely like transform him into this like mini feminist. Right,
he's not
but you know, like, even him, I'm like, it's so funny, this is kind of off topic, but I was like to Austin, I was like, oh, you like me in every shape and form of how I am, right? And he's just like, yeah, of course I do. Like, he's seen me at my worst, like COVID, like puking when I was sleeping all over people's houses and
like all over people's houses.
Yeah, I won't blame the people's houses that I was peeking over, because it was kind of a secret that we were there and Sarah was there. Anyways, I was literally like puking everywhere, like all over the floor, like, and he was like holding my hair back. I was like, you've seen me at my worst, and like, there's no way that you'd think I'd look bad. He's like, nope. He's like, I mean, maybe don't like dye your hair like bright blue or something. And I was like, but if I did, I would not care what you said. If I wanted to dye my hair, I'm gonna do it. Even if I did, and bitch, I might. Even if I did, it doesn't matter, because it's me. If I want to do something, I'm gonna do it, if it's not harming others. You know, but anyways, I would never care about what, where did this even come from? Here I am getting all mad about men's opinions.
I know. And like, that's what Darnell and I were having a conversation not too long ago. And he's like, I just want to know, I want you to know that, like, I love you no matter what, where you are in life and what, you know, what you look like, whether you feel like it's at your worst or if it's at your best. He's like, all I care about is that you have, like, you're happy and you're healthy. That's all I get. That's literally all that should matter, no matter who you're talking to, right? And it shouldn't ever be in a way of like, I'm not saying that I've experienced this, but it shouldn't be in a way of like, well, this is because this is what I want you to look like. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Like, ugh.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Ew, why would you ever be with someone like that?
No, I'm not even thinking like relationship. I'm just thinking out loud like as in like a family member or someone like having like that standard on you.
Ugh. Yeah. Anyways, so I want to kind of like go on to the whole summer body thing, because that's kind of what this is kind of based off of.
Yeah.
Especially since summer's coming in hot. I just wrote down this thing or whatever called Why Summertime Triggers Poor Body Image.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Summer, yeah, summer can be a trigger for individuals struggling with body image for many reasons. The media is perhaps one of the most impactful elements that contributes to a degraded body image. On television, social media, magazines, we are bombarded with airbrush models and swimsuits. So like another list of five ways to boost your body image and how you feel about yourself is embrace the art of gratitude, like you said. Smash your scale, for starters, guys.
Heck,
take your scale out of your freaking bathroom. I get so triggered when I see scales. Not only because, like, no thank you. But also, like, surround yourself with positivity. It doesn't matter, like, if it's, like, body positivity. Just surround yourself with things that make you feel good, you know? Yeah. And do things constantly that make you feel good. Because if you surround yourself with individuals who speak negatively about themselves and others, it's going to suck onto you, right? And I think another thing that you and I should probably work on too, as everyone who's listening, is practicing self-love talk. Because like, oh my goodness, we've said this a million times in our podcast, like, if you talk to yourself nicely, you're gonna start to believe it at some point.
Yeah.
And I think the first one that I'm actually gonna start with, because I realized it when I was mildly meditating before I went to bed, was like how much my body does for me, you know? Like, it hasn't failed me at all. And I'm going to be 25 years old, and it hasn't failed me completely. Yeah. Like, I'm alive, you know? Like, I've had health issues, as everyone does in this world, but I'm still kicking, right? And I can still wake up every single day and go out and do things and work and, you know, have a life and have a relationship and friendships and everything in between. Like, here I am making a podcast right now, and if I was... I wouldn't be making a podcast.
Exactly.
If I was in the ground, you know, you best believe I'd be trying my best to make a podcast.
You would be. I'd just be shoving the mic down there.
Hello, guys. We're live from the coffin.
Peace, love. Rest in peace, love, lip gloss.
Yeah. And another one that I'd like to mention about summer stuff is don't neglect yourself from enjoying everything that comes with summer, you know what I mean? Like, and that I'm kind of gonna go on about, like, with food. Like, a lot of people are like, I'm gonna eat salads in the summer, and I'm gonna eat fruit, and I'm only gonna have a smoothie for the whole fucking day. And it's like, no, if you're gonna go out after you go to the beach, sit on a patio, get those nachos, get those burgers, get those fries, get those potato skins. Yeah, like, don't stop yourself from living your best life just because you're like, oh, but tomorrow I won't be able to, like, look as good in my bikini. It's like, girl, no one's ever going to realize that. Like, when you go to the beach, say, for instance, in Vernon, and it's packed, like the public beach, no one's looking at you.
No.
If they're looking at you, they're probably like, dang, that's a really cool swimsuit, or dang, they have a really cool floaty. They're not like, oh my gosh, it's so weird how her belly kind of goes out further than her, like, tankini. Like, what? That's so weird. Or it's so weird that she has, like, weird little bumps by her, like, bikini line. Like, you know, like, we're all human.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ultimately, I feel like that's what this podcast is all about. It's like, we're all human, and we can all learn from just, giving ourselves grace.
Most of the time, people who have something negative to say, like, in that kind of a way, it's like, it's because they have issues they're dealing with, and it's just reflecting it. They're trying to reflect their negativity onto other people, whether it's even just saying it to themselves, oh wow, like, she looks so bad, or oh, like, you know what I mean, like, that's what it is. Right, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there when we had semicolon eyebrows that people were like, what the heck, like, they look really, really weird. But you know what, they were just reflecting on themselves in some way, shape, or form. They just didn't have anything nice to say.
A lot of the time when people make fun of you, it's because they have their own insecurities and that they haven't come face to face with.
Exactly.
And I think it's a huge thing that people need to start realizing is like the like start thinking about how many times you look at someone and you think negatively about them. And every single time you do that, say, where is this coming from me? Because it has absolutely nothing to do with them. And where did society or anything or yourself or your parents or whoever teach you that whatever you're making fun of this person wasn't okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you're making fun of someone for having like bigger thighs or something like that than like normal, who taught you what normal is?
Exactly.
Like who taught you this? Because like go give them a in the face, yeah. Because that's not right.
I really love your sound effects. No today. One.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
because no true. One's normal. It's no yeah. one looks the same. We are all different. I mean, lots of people kind of look similar, but like,
yeah.
we're all different people. We are yeah. all individual.
Yeah,
like quite literally, you know. And like with social media and stuff and society, they're all like, oh, women all have to look the same with long hair and you know pretty eyelashes and you know a tan because they always look better when they're tan and stuff like that. It's like we are all individuals.
Yeah.
None of us are the same.
We will be the ones that judge that. For instance, those things you listed, I prefer myself with long hair because I feel comfortable with long hair. I prefer yeah. myself with more of a tan because I think I look, it just suits me better. I, you know, like yeah. those are things that they're not bad things. You're allowed no, to I be love like, those hey, too. I like those things. I like having my eyelash extensions. I like going tanning every week or whatever it ends up being. You're allowed to like those things. If that is who you are as a person, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No,
at
no,
all.
Not at all.
It's just the fact yeah. that someone's telling you those are things that you should have. That's not the acceptable thing. That's not okay. That's where the line needs to be drawn.
Or if someone doesn't have that, it's like, who told you that is normal? Like who said that they can't live the way that they want to live? Like some people don't wear makeup at all. Like the girls, some girls I know don't wear makeup at all and they look amazing like that. And it's like some people could be like, oh, why does she wear any makeup? It's like, who told her that? Who told you that all women have to wear makeup?
Exactly.
I don't understand that. Like why don't men have to wear makeup? Like why do we have to spend all this money on like makeup and stuff? It's like I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I think everything boils down to some form of like, I mean, money makes the world go round, as they say. And it's like, it all is like, okay, well, how can we sell this? How can we profit off this? How can we make more money? And it's not just one person doing it. It's a collective of people doing it. And that's where we're all bouncing off each other and being like, oh, okay, well, she's going to open a tanning booth and then she's going to do this. That's just what it is, right? Oh, they're going to buy the bronzer. They're going to do this. They're going to get their eyelashes done. Everything involves money. Everything is some form of like give and take. And so that's what it is, I think, too. It's they'll promote something and they'll have some famous people do it. And it's like, perfect. Now this is going to be the trend. And that's when a trend starts. And then it's like, okay, well now everybody, they're saying, those are the people worth wondering who's saying it. It's those kind of people. And they're the ones saying, this is how you should look right now. And it's like, well, no, hang on. Hang on. I'll look at it if I want to, but I'm not going to if I don't want to. So, you know,
yeah.
Stop selling me on shit.
So I'd like to add to this about products and how they sell and how crazy it is that like the beauty industry has just absolutely like taken women. And don't get me wrong, I love makeup and I've always loved makeup and I do it because it makes me feel good. I don't do it because I'm trying to get the exception of everyone else. Exception?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what
acceptance.
I mean? Anyways, acceptance. Yeah. So I'd like to go back to this. I saw this not too long ago. So in 1910, Gillette came out with the first woman's razor, and this is the ad. The unique gift for women. A gift that is new, unique, very up-to-date. A beautiful addition to m'lady's toilet table, and one that solves an embarrassing personal problem. So this is how companies and like ads make women feel like they need these products. For
they
instance,
push the
shaving.
Narrative. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like they made this problem by yeah. this ad. M'lady Decollete Gillette is welcomed by women everywhere. Now that a feature of good dressing and all good grooming is to keep the underarm white and smooth. And I'm like, this is where it started. This is yeah. 1910. This is the yeah. first ever razor, and that is the ad for it.
Yeah.
I think that's just crazy.
That's the thing. Because this is what beauty's about done. It. That's what it is.
Because it wasn't a problem.
No. Until it became, until somebody thought about it. And someone went, oh, okay, hang on. I can make money off this. If I take these little synthetic lashes and I mush them together and I take some lash glue and I shove it on top of their natural lashes, guess what? We got extra lashes. Money.
Yeah,
service,
exactly.
Job.
And you want to know something crazy? Is that lashes and razors, because we were just both talking about them, were created by men for women because they wanted women to not be embarrassingly hairy and women to... I'm not going to talk about the lashes one because it goes way back and it's actually pretty gross, but we're not going to talk about it. Whatever. Anyways, but they were all for men, and that's another reason what makes me furious. No, yeah, furiously a feminist.
Oh, I'm furious feminist.
Yeah. Furious feminist. You know?
I was just going to say we're in a world now that, you know what, that's so, I think we're trying to push past that anyways. So it's like,
yeah.
Gone with the old shit, you know? And on to the new. Be like, here, this is me. Accept me or fuck off. Fuck around and find out, man.
Yeah, exactly. I want to add just one more thing before we're done this, because this is like, I mean, this episode was really great because it's going to be summer soon, or it is summer starting now. But another good episode to kind of go off of this one would be the self-awareness one, because that's really important too. Becoming self-aware with yourself and figuring out what you love and what makes you feel comfortable. But I just wanted to add like a little like personal kind of addition to this is like when I... Like, honestly, from as far as I can remember, I always wore boy clothes. And I remember when I got into, I think, like, late elementary school, like, 6, 7. And I was, like, everyone was, like, oh, Caitlin's the tallest girl. Like, everything. Like, I was just the biggest kid in my class. Like, not weight-wise, but, like, a little bit. And, like, I was always taller than all the boys, and I would always wear boy clothes, so, like, lots of people were looking at me, right? And I was like, dang, I don't want to be, like, looked at as much because I am that much different, right? But as soon as I got through high school, I started to realize, because it went until the end of high school, that I was, like, kind of dressing to what I thought I was supposed to dress like, almost. And now that I'm out of high school, which has been, like, almost 7 years, which is nuts. Start like literally, what is it, like 7 years in June?
Yeah,
which is nuts.
7 years.
I really don't care what I wear anymore, like at all. Like, I love band tees. Like, you would never catch me in a band tee at school because I always like wanted to dress appealing to like other people, you know. And that's crazy that I spent so long doing that, and now I'm like, do whatever I want.
Exactly. And that also just goes back to what we were saying about like trends and clothing and things like that. Yeah. It's like, see, now band tees are in. They're everywhere. Yeah. You go to freaking Blue Little Notes, that's posers. All there is. And crop tops. Which, like, you either have one or the other. So like, yeah. But you're right. It's like, it's super important to be like, I wish I could have told my younger self that too. You know, as I'm sure you did too. And being like, you know what? Dress how you want, because life's short, first of all. Second of all, if you're happy, go get him, girl. That's all that should matter.
What do you even remember in high school, honestly?
Oh my gosh. Like barely anything. The crazy thing. I don't remember, like, anything.
Yeah, you remember big milestones for sure, and like little situations, but you don't remember what you wore every single day, so why does it matter?
No.
Like, wear what you want in modesty?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, wear the dress code, because I guess schools have those. I wouldn't know, because I'm working in one. But if you want to wear a specific thing when you get out of high school, when you're out of school, just wear it.
Yeah.
If you like it and you feel comfortable in it and you think you're rocking it, fly at her.
Yeah. This definitely comes back full circle. I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it literally all boils down to, like, you know what? You're going to know too. And then it might feel uncomfortable like the first couple times. You might be like, oh my gosh, like, I feel out of it. But then, like, honestly, push yourself a little bit and you will be fine. You will, because it feels like, oh, well, they don't want me to, quote unquote, who the heck is they anyways? But I'm just saying, like, it might feel like they don't want you to be dressed a certain way, or that, like, we keep going back to, it's like, it's their opinions aren't your problem, but it's like you go out and you're like feeling a little nervous or held back because you're wearing something new and it's kind of like scary. I get that. I do.
Look at my joggers.
Yeah, exactly. But once you get comfortable with it, it's like there's so much more you can benefit from that than just that little moment. I guess that's what I'm getting at, right? It's like,
yeah,
I could just be like, oh, I don't like the little flickies that's like kind of curve in with my extensions. And I could just like either, it's like, okay, so you either don't wear them or you wear them, you kind of push through that, you learn something along the way, you feel better about yourself because that, well, for me personally, because that's just a confidence thing for me and I love it, and you move on with it and you just exactly. You embrace it, you remember, you know what, it's just the haters are gonna hate.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something as your local feminist, because that's what I'm gonna call myself now. All of this, your makeup, what you wear, how you come off, like come across, how you act, the way you like present yourself, every single thing that we do and we have been like customized to think is all because of men. Literally all of it comes from men. Why do you think women are like, oh, I want to have long hair? It's like, I mean, a lot of them now to this day are like, oh, it's because I want to have long hair. But back then it's like, oh, because I know that a man wants me to have long hair. Why are you dressing in a dress? Or why are you dressing up? It's because men told me to look like this. Why are you shaving your armpits? Because Gillette, a man who made that freaking marketing thing, told me that I had to shave my arms. All of it dies down to what men think. And when I go back to the whole high school thing of like how I dress, the only reason I dress so girly is because of boys. And I was like, I want to look normal for boys. And it's so sad because it's like, why did I ever think that? And now I'm like, you can catch me in freaking joggers and a banty, like fuck around and find out. Like, I don't care. But where does this come from? Like all of this trauma and beauty, like stuff,
standard, and yeah,
literally like the history, like, of you it. Cannot tell me otherwise that this does not all stem from a man's opinion on women. Because if it were to be for women from the very beginning, we would all never worry about our weight, we wouldn't worry about what we looked like, we probably wouldn't even like, I mean, makeup could probably be a thing because we were like, oh, that'd be really cool, but like we didn't have to wear it back in the day, or it wouldn't have been so brought up so early, because no one would have been told to wear it because it would have made them look better. Like when you think about your grandparents or your parents, and if they've ever brought up your weight when you're like a kid or like now, why are like, in what way do they think it's gonna benefit you, like if you were to lose the weight, like what is the purpose of that? Like I get it if it was for your health, for yeah. sure, but where does, like, where in any way does that like I don't know where that's coming from. Why does it matter?
It's from an aesthetic standpoint, from a mother usually to a daughter, which I'm sure down the line has been enforced, right? Like
yeah.
through generations.
But why are we trying to look better for men? Because back in the day, like generations and generations, you were sold to a man. A wedding was a sale. If you didn't know, fun fact, a wedding is a sale. Hence why you take their last name, and literally men would literally raise their daughters and bring a bunch of different women in case the husband that he picked out for this girl didn't like her, but they would dress her up, make sure she didn't eat very much, got her hair done, everything, just to sell her for a wedding, and then they'd leave. And that's how weddings were back in the day. Yeah, it's crazy. And they raised these girls to be visibly appealing to men. It had nothing to do with what they were capable of or what was going on in their head, probably because they had nothing to do with their head because they probably weren't allowed to go to school.
Right.
But yeah, yeah. Anyways, like yeah. it's all of this, literally, like if you had to think about, oh, where is my insecurity of like my body coming from? Like, why does this matter? It's like, oh, because generations before told me that I wasn't allowed to be like a slightly like have more weight on my body because men wouldn't like it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's just freaking,
it is
mind-blowing to me.
It is, totally. And I think in a way it had I'm just thinking out loud here, it's almost like in a way through that over time it started to like what's the word, it morph into it being more on the mother to do yeah. that to oh, the daughter. And that's 100%. Where I, because I'm trying to think like too, I'm sure like my maybe like great great grandpa or something like that. I have no idea. But I'm thinking like generational now, it would probably be like thinking it's like more the women to be like, oh, like they should look this way. And it's like as to the mom to your daughter and then to her granddaughter, yeah. right? Like that kind of generational
oh,
thing.
Oh, totally.
And yeah. I'm sure it's just transformed over time, like from all yeah. of that, from everything.
Yeah. And then it's gone crazy. So far down the line that it's just like, well, where is this even coming from? It's like, we just have been told for the last like 100 years being like, oh, you just have to be skinny and stuff like that. You can't be however much weight you are now, or like you have to be the perfect weight for your perfect size and everything like that. And then a lot of people just like know to be like that, but they don't actually think about where it came from, which is really important.
And
it's
I think
super
it's,
important.
Yeah. And it's extremely also important. And this keeps popping up in my mind, and I'm going to say it now because I'm like, oh yeah, I keep remembering it, but and we kind of talked about it, but I want to like stress on this. We often talk about, and I'm sure this whole conversation has more been led from the perspective of being, if you are like have curves and things like that. Whereas like, and there is very thin people who are very unhealthy, and we've talked about that, but we have to like I can't stress this enough. Like, it's crazy how like society has kind of tilted it to be more towards the curvy people for healthy or unhealthy. Whereas like if you are really skinny and thin, I don't like saying the word skinny or fat or anything. I'm trying to say
yeah, no,
thin.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're on the thinner side, that could be extremely unhealthy too. And we need
but
to
no
like,
one looks at you.
Nobody looks at you though. And no one
and
none
thinks.
I guess yeah. what I'm saying is like no one in those generations would be like, oh, they're unhealthy.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, I'm sorry, 100%. But that could be even worse. We have yeah. both sides of the spectrum that are very, very raw and things that people are going through right now. And we have to like see both sides, and we have to like, you know, watch how we talk about things too, because it's like you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings too, because right, imagine like we just said this whole thing and we're leaning more towards like someone who's curvy. It's like, well, it can also go for someone who's super thin, and we have to like, I don't know, there's two sides to it, right? So
yeah,
anyways, I'm kind of on a tangent there, but yeah, like it's important to be like, okay, there at the end of the day, as long as you are taking care of your health and well-being and your mental health, fly at her, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
that's honestly
exactly
it.
Like from your little tangent there, something I learned in school is that you'll never know someone as much as they know themselves.
Yeah, I love that.
Like you won't, like you yeah. truly won't. And you don't know what's going on in their lives. Like no matter what, mm-hmm. you could know them as a person, and you could know yeah. like, oh, be close with them or whatever. But there is so much more that goes on in someone else's head that you have no idea about. Like yeah. you and I are sitting here on FaceTime, but you, like, I could be going through something right now that you have no clue about.
Yep,
just because exactly. you see me sitting on FaceTime with you and I'm chit-chatting with you about this topic, you, like, I could have had like the worst day ever.
Exactly.
But a lot of people don't take that into consideration. And one thing that's huge about that is like, you can see people like being, I don't know, like happy or something like that, and they're like, oh, like they're probably so happy. It's like deep down they're probably not. Or you yeah. can see someone who's thinner, oh, they're probably super healthy, they're probably not. Or you can mm-hmm. see someone who is like plus size or curvy or whatever, it's like, oh, they're probably very unhealthy. It's like, actually they're not, because they yeah. work out every day, they yeah. take care of themselves. Just because they look like that has nothing to do with what's actually going on.
Exactly.
At all.
Exactly.
And mic drop.
Yeah, like, mic drop.
That's all around this podcast. It's like, yeah. you never take care of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. We just felt like we actually had like a whole nother topic in mind for tonight and or for Wednesday coming up. But this one just kind of is very like, all of a sudden we got sprung, like not sprung, we got sprung with summer. We got like yeah. summer just came in hot, literally, no yeah. pun intended.
Quite literally.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And it was like even for myself, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go tanning. Because I'm like, I want, you know, I can't wait to be like super tan and go outside and spend time in the sun. Just because it's fun. I don't know. I like it. But all I'm saying Oh, I'm getting at it.
I just like being in the sun. I just like being in the sunshine. Why are you looking at me like that?
Like, don't hate. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, well, it's just because, like, it's hot outside. They like to, like, go outside. Oh, my goodness.
You don't have to justify going outside.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, so anyways, you know what I mean. At the end of the day, we thought, you know what? We're going to talk about this one because body positivity is so important. Good vibes, confidence, loving yourself.
Did you say good vibes?
Yeah, I did.
Good vibes all around. The vibes are not off. They're what? On.
They are on, man.
I turned my vibes on this morning.
Yeah, I just crank them up to friggin'.
Make sure every morning to go and turn your vibes on.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Sorry, the word vibes just makes me think, like, it's so cringe, but it's so, like, millennial.
It's very, like, West Coast, like, California surfer, you know?
Yeah, like, the vibes are, like, off right now. It's like, well, with our podcast, they're on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The vibes are on for today, for right now. Anyways.
But, yeah, it's true. Like, you really just have to take those steps to understand yourself and figure out how you can feel your most comfortable. And ultimately, like, it's you. Like, you're your own person. And everyone else's opinion has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
100%.
100%.
Like, never, ever anyone's opinion has anything to do with you. Unless it's like, I don't know, I could probably justify this a little bit, being like, oh, like their opinion on like how you don't flush a toilet or something. Like,
okay, yeah, we could talk about that another time. You know, like appearance
wise. Yeah, or like, yeah, you guys know what I'm saying, because I don't need to justify myself. But you know, there's always those listeners that are like, well, I could say something, like I could take, you know.
I don't know.
I don't think we have listeners like that. No. But in case we do, shut up.
But anyways, this is a good one. We're gonna. What?
I said love you. I don't know. I was saying goodbye.
We're not right now. That caught me off guard.
I know,
I was like, whoa.
Right. Hang on.
Whoa. Did you no one says there? That to me. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. Yeah, I know you do. It makes me all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Go follow us on Instagram. And I forgot, we literally have a YouTube channel. We really need to get on that. We'll get on that for sure, guys, like when it's summertime, because I'll be out of my practicum and I won't be so busy, and we'll pop out some funny YouTube videos for you guys. But as of right now, we're kind of just doing the podcast, and I'm doing occasional Instagram posts, and I hope you all enjoy them.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope you have a wonderful, enjoy the sun if it's sunny where you are. We know it is here, so got a lot of sun coming in. Enjoy that. Yeah. Enjoy those vibes.
Turn your vibes on.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Peace, love, love, love.
Peace, love, love.